I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. State and federal authorities are trying to find out why 1,500 absentee ballot applications were left in a Rock Island, Illinois post office for 3 weeks. Rock Island County Clerk Karen Kinney says one of the first tips about a potential problem with absentee ballot applications came from her own mother.
And my mother handed me an envelope and said, I did not request an absentee ballot. You know I like going down to the church to vote, and I don't know why your office mailed this to me. And I said, well, Mother, we didn't, as soon as I saw the envelope and didn't recognize it.
Voters also started to call her office asking, where's my ballot? Kinney called the sheriff, state's attorney, and the Illinois Attorney General for help. She learned that a DeKalb woman from the Illinois Opportunity Project rented the post office box, and it's legal for groups to mail absentee ballot applications to voters.
The other groups that are doing this, they have sent us letters informing us of their efforts and giving us names and addresses and emails of people that we can contact if we have a problem with their delivery of the mail. But there was no transparency from this group, nor did they deliver these in a timely fashion.
Last week, she says, a Milan man named Evan Umphrey delivered stacks of completed applications to the Rock Island County Clerk's office.
They had taken them out of the envelopes and stacked them up. I inquired as to, you know, is there a mail processing center somewhere? Where are you doing this at? And he said, Silvis. I said, could I have the address? He offered nothing. He said, it's by a pizza place. So I went and investigated the pizza place, assuming it was Frank's, and there's nothing down there. So, you know, I mean, they've offered nothing.
Kinney says anyone who requested an absentee ballot but hasn't received one should call her office so her staff can mail it as soon as possible. The clerk's office must receive absentee ballot applications by Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Otherwise, voters will have to vote early or on Election Day. I'm Michelle O'Neill.